Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. We've got a very special, cool guy standing by. He's going to be spending the entire hour with us. We're going to be talking about motorsports. We're going to be talking about new vehicles, and we're going to be talking about anything that you would like to on the car realm, because this gentleman is an esteemed automotive journalist, and between the two of us, I think whatever you throw at us, we can handle. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we're going to be joined by one of our go-to guys when it comes to automotive repair. It's Mark Evans, ASC certified technician, former automotive repair talk show host. So we're going to pop the hood here and kind of do a little dirty hand segment, is what I like to call it, here on Auto World in hour number three, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations. We're going to share the story, and it's a wonderful one, of Irv Gordon. This gentleman has driven his Volvo, a P1800 Volvo, a 1966 P1800 Volvo, close to 3 million miles. He's just about to eclipse that within the next few weeks. They had a huge celebration when he went over the 1 million mile barrier. 2 million miles, they did it up big time. Volvo in New York City got all kinds of international press coverage. He rolled right into the ABC studios for some interviews, and I think that really got him excited to go for the next mark, which is 3 million miles, and he's a fascinating gentleman. He'll be joining us. And also Mike Taylor, the national sales manager for a product line called Xado, one of the supporters of the program here, and truly one of the best product lineups that I've seen in my 20 plus years of doing automotive radio on a national level. This is really good stuff. It's not snake oil like a lot of the stuff out there. Again, anytime throughout the broadcast, we invite your calls and participation at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@boblongradio.com, or if you don't remember that one, bob@autoworldradio.com. And we'll throw out a trivia question or two in this hour, and we'll be able to give you a cool prize from the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. We're also giving out those free wash drop samples. So if you'd like some free samples, just drop your name via email, bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com, name, address, telephone number, and we'll hook you up. Well, let's go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth one of my favorite guys in the automotive world. This guy is a true automotive journalist and has worked with a wide variety of publications throughout his career, including Car and Driver, where he was executive editor, and still every now and then you'll see him pop up doing a piece for Car and Driver. He has also worked for several well-known other newspapers and publications. Right now you can see his work in Auto Week. I'm a big fan of all of his motorsports coverage in Auto Week. He also writes for the Chicago Tribune and the New York Times, and does a lot of freelance stuff for lots of other publications and websites worldwide. Here he is, the man himself, joining us from his palatial estate in Orlando, Florida. It's my pleasure to welcome Stephen Cole Smith. Stephen, how are you?
Doing great, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. I really was touched by the piece that you did in the current issue that folks can find in Auto Week about racing fatalities. And before we talk about the piece, we should touch on the latest racing fatality in the Sprint Cup world and talk a little bit about what you outlined in that piece, because I think it's really important for folks to step back and talk a little bit about and think a little bit about the fatalities that go on, because the big races, the big stars, they, of course, get a lot of press, but lots of other people do not. But let's begin with the latest tragedy in Sprint Cup. And this was a little bit unexpected, to say the least.
Yeah, Jason Loeffler, who's been a good journeyman NASCAR driver for quite a long time, came from the sprint and midget ranks, and he's rebuilding his career. He had just run at Pocono, albeit in a start and park car, but he had taken a ride in a sprint car, a wing sprint car, which is sort of the World of Outlaws type with the big wing on top. And Jason came from the world of USAC sprint cars, which don't run wings, so it was sort of something new for him. Hooked up with a good team and was basically just running some of the big money events when he didn't, you know, when it was an off night. And this was an off night. This was a Wednesday night race. And he, unfortunately, a part broke in the car, sent the car into the fence hard, into the wall. If you're familiar with sprint car racing at all, it's, of course, always oval racing. And the G-force of the car sends the driver out toward the right side of the car.
Mm-hmm.
That's where, that's the side that's up against the wall. That's the side that's very well protected. But unfortunately for Jason, this particular crash turned the car sideways 180 degrees, and the left side of the car is what hit the wall. I mean, if you see a picture of it, you can see that the headers are just pancaked up against the engine, and apparently it was that sideways hit that ended Jason's life, which is very sad. He had a little five-year-old boy named Charlie. This was right around Father's Day, and of course it's sad anytime it happens for anyone, but especially sad for Charlie and Jason that particular weekend that Charlie loses his dad. And then, of course, we had the one at Le Mans with Alan Simonson, a very unexpected crash, completely different sort of type of crash, but again, the same thing. It was a very hard side impact. As you know, Bob, we lost Dale Earnhardt, and I think that was the last really big name guy we lost. And that's what popularized the head pack restraints. Essentially, a head on collision into the wall or hard into another car can essentially snap your neck. If you're hitting something front on, and that's what the head and neck restraints, the Hans devices, Hitchens devices, those sort of things have addressed. And now we've had a couple of crashes, one after another, where a side impact is what killed the driver. So that's definitely something that I think there has to be more work done on in terms of safety. That's probably going to be the next frontier for these guys.
So well said, Steve. And, you know, I learned something from your article there about sprint cars. I didn't realize it, and it makes sense, to have the right side of the car so well protected, but the left side just doesn't have the structure. This is no doubt probably done to save weight. Is that why that they focus the attention, the safety to the side of the car that's more likely to hit a wall?
Yeah, I think that stuff has a lot to do with it. These cars weigh, they're generally built to World of Outlaws regulations, and you know, they're 900 horsepower and 1,200 pounds, which is incredible. That's roughly the same sort of horsepower a NASCAR Sprint Cup car has, but you're talking 3,200 pounds there. I mean, they're plenty fast. So, sprint cars are built to very exacting specifications. You've got 29.5 inches for the opening at the top. There's just not a lot of room, but there are bars that can be added to the car that will help protect the left side. And one of the things I mentioned in this story, when we're talking, actually, it wasn't just the two high-profile drivers, Simonson and Leffler. We had lost another sprint car driver over the Memorial Day weekend in Indiana. We lost two dwarf car drivers. They're sort of like Legends cars out in I believe it was Arizona or New Mexico. Nevada, Fernley, in the same crash. So we've got to get the safety down to the smaller tracks, not just the big tracks like the Cup tracks.
So true, Steve. We'll continue to talk about this great article from Steve that you can check out in the current issue of Auto Week. This is Auto World. Don't go away. We're only in first gear.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard We're back live. Thank you so much for joining us. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Stephen Cole Smith is with us, and Steve is talking to us all about a column in the current issue of Auto Week, which Steve basically reminded us that not only are the big names, the big races, the big series having some fatalities, but there are also a lot of fatalities in other sport and other aspects of racing that don't necessarily get the courage, the coverage, of course, that the big name series do, and we need to really pay more attention to safety. And Steve, when I stop and think about some of the early racers, I mean, these guys were literally, in my opinion, kind of like astronauts in a lot of ways. When you stop and look back at racing history, going back into you know, the earlier part of the previous century here, the 1920s and 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s even, I mean, a lot of these guys were running in vehicles with incredible power and really very little safety equipment, even in such esteemed, you know, legendary racing machines such as the Porsche 917, you know, just like as you pointed out with that sprint car, the 917 had like 1,000 horsepower and it was weighed like 1,000 pounds. I mean, incredible. It was like a beer can.
Absolutely, Bob. It's amazing what some of these guys race. And it wasn't that long ago. It was certainly within our lifetime that I was talking to Stirling Moss, the Formula One great, not that long ago, about safety. And he was saying that he remembers that that the whole idea of fire suits began when guys would soak their suits in borax. And supposedly that will have some sort of a fire resistant capability, but he refused to know it because the suits came out looking so bad. He preferred to look good, even if it even if it required that. And it wasn't that long ago that drivers eschewed safety belts, saying that they felt like their only chance at a crash would be to be thrown free. And certainly there's, you know, there's an occasional photograph of a guy being thrown out of a car that somehow survived. But that and maybe wearing leather helmets as opposed to anything harder than that, safety has come a very, very long way. And it seems like we'll go on a stretch where there's been so few fatalities we forget about it. And then there's a weekend or a week like we had in May with Memorial Day where we have, I think, 8 fatalities within less than a month-long period. And I'm talking all around the world. There was a kart racer down in South America. There was a woman in Siberia on a street race. I mean, if you pull them all together, the numbers are fairly sobering. And if you look at that, it makes us realize that this is a sport that actually can cost you your life. And I think that's certainly one of the appeals, is that it is playing for keeps. But, man, I have lost count of the people I've actually seen in person get killed. My wife, who goes to maybe 5 or 10% of the races I go to, has personally seen 5 racers get killed. And that's a lot. I mean, that's a lot of people, too, and a lot of families affected. You know, it's just anything we can do to keep that from happening. And my friend Jim Downing, the guy who was the co-inventor of the Hans device, which is the head and neck restraint, probably the best one, sold his company to Simpson. And he, one of the reasons he did is not only because Jim's getting older, but because Simpson has such a great footprint with short track racers. You know, they're in all the speed shops. They end up at a lot of the short tracks. And I think Jim was telling me something like 20% of the short track drivers are well equipped with the type of belts and head restraints they should have. So that leaves a huge number of people out there that are in need. And one of the problems is, and I talked to Tony Stewart about it, one of the guys that races, still races at the dirt tracks and owns one, at least one, Eldora. And he said, when it comes to a lot of younger drivers, if they have $700 to spend, they're going to spend it on a new set of tires that may help them win a feature rather than on a Hans device, because, you know, that doesn't make it go faster. And that's something you've got to tell these guys, is that, you know, the idea that this could save your life is to keep you at least go back to work on Monday at your real job. You know, you've got to take all the precautions you can when it comes to safety.
It is so true. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. We'll throw out a trivia question here, and we're looking for a racer in honor of Steve here. During this gentleman's career, and matter of fact, he is the only guy right now to ever win the Indianapolis 500. He did that in 1969, the Daytona 500 in 1967, as well as the Formula One World championship. He's the only driver to win all three, the Indy 500, the Daytona 500, and the Formula One World Championship. So who is that person? Very famous guy. Try not to give away too much here. 855-660-4261. Whoever comes up with the answer to the question gets a cool prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. The other thing when it comes to safety, Steve, certainly when you look at the big series, the Sprint Cup series, there's been a lot of attention in recent years to the so-called safety car. Has a lot of that technology actually evolved and been incorporated into the vehicles that are on the track for this year's season?
I think a lot of the safety things, the aspects that we have in passenger cars that come from racing, which doesn't necessarily mean the safety aspects that protect you in a crash, but things that keep you out of a crash. You know, that's pretty well perfected analog brakes and the adjustable suspensions, the improved tires. So much of that has evolved into passenger cars, and now even passenger cars. I think that technology is working its way into racing cars to some extent. They call it technology transfer, and that's something that's tested essentially on the track, and that's something that Chevrolet, for one, is very big in when they talk about the Corvette and all the different technologies they have in the Corvette that they test in Le Mans and test on the racetrack that eventually ends up back in the passenger car. And a lot of those are related to safety. Some of them more like crumple zones, you know, the way that a car that hits a wall or hits another car, the shock is basically absorbed by the car itself rather than being transferred back to the driver and the passenger. That sort of technology definitely comes from racing, I think, and has definitely found its way back into the passenger world.
That's a really cool point. 855-660-4261. Again, we're looking for the only driver to win both the Indy 500, he did it in 69, the Daytona 500 in 67, and the Formula One World Championship. Who is this very famous race car driver? He's 73 years old today, and his family is synonymous with racing. 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Sometimes I personally worry about vintage racers, and when we come back on the other side, we'll talk about vintage racing, and we'll talk about a gentleman that's known for rock and roll and known for vintage racing. It's all straight ahead right here on Auto World.
10 miles east.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology. Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse. All you need is one bucket of water. Wash Drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy Wash Drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and WashDrops.com. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wall, David Serrata, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371. Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com. When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We have a winner to the easy trivia question here. This gentleman won the Indy 500, the Daytona 500, and also the Formula One World Champion. The answer is, of course, Mario Andretti, and the winner is Kyle, who is... writing to us from the great state of Missouri. Kyle, thank you very much, and just email me back your telephone number, and we'll get you a cool prize courtesy of the Busted Knuckle folks, and we'll also send you some free wash drops. Steve Smith is with us, and Steve is an esteemed automotive journalist, one of my favorite guys in the business. Both Steve and I have been around for a long, long time and have seen the automotive journalist world and the world of print journalism changed quite a bit, but we're both still doing our thing, and Steve is no stranger to the radio, not only being a frequent guest on this show, but some of my former radio programs, Motor News Weekly and Motor Trend. But Steve has also hosted a show down in Florida in the Orlando area, and we've been talking a little bit about an article that's in the current edition of Auto Week about fatalities, motorsports fatalities. And Steve, I see a lot of vintage racers out there, and we'll talk about this famous racer that I mentioned earlier that I know that you know, and I've had the pleasure of also speaking with. I've never met him in person, but I've talked to him on the phone. Sometimes I worry when I go to a vintage car event, you know, especially in Monterey or someplace where you see a lot of, there's no other way to say it, rich guys in really expensive vehicles, and some of them are extremely fast vehicles. And I know there are a lot of rules there at what used to be called the Monterey Historics, which is no longer called that. But nevertheless, some of these folks sometimes are pushing the envelope, and boy, those older vehicles and these drivers are setting themselves up for potential disaster.
One of the crashes I researched over that Memorial Day weekend happened in England, I believe, and it was in a vintage race. The guy had an older Mini Cooper, and he was hit by a Mustang. And as small as a Mustang is, it's still going to win a fight over a Mini Cooper. And that's one of the things you see in a lot of these vintage races is that there's, you know, not that many individual cars and individual classes, so they tend to combine classes. So you often got, you know, open wheel cars with closed wheel cars, some very small cars with much larger cars on the track. It is scary. You're absolutely right, Bob. If you're going to keep a period correct at all, you know, you probably can't put the full enclosure seats on them and maybe the 5-point belts. You're just supposed to get out there and drive around and basically just have a nice parade. But as you and I both know, if you get behind the wheel on a racetrack and there's somebody about your speed running next to you, that competitive urge kicks in. And there is an aspect there that scares me a little bit. But, as you mentioned, vintage racing is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. And that's something that these guys are going to have to address, is try to make sure that these cars are up to today's standards when it comes to safety.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the rock and roll vintage racer. This guy is the lead singer of AC/DC, Brian Johnson. He lives down in Sarasota, Florida, and in addition to being a racer and a rock and roll Hall of Fame member, he's also a gourmet cook. I know for a fact in his home he's got a separate kitchen just for cooking Italian food and a separate kitchen just for cooking Chinese food. He's a real food guy. And he started out in life as a mechanic, and I know for a fact when he auditioned for the replacement for the former lead singer who passed away from AC/DC, he was working as a mechanic, and he had absolutely no he didn't have any expectations of ever getting the gig, but he did get the gig, and AC/DC has of course become huge and one of the biggest selling bands of all time. But this guy is an incredible vintage racer, and like I said, I've spoken to him on the phone, but Steve, you've actually met him in person. What is he like in person?
Well, I tell you, Bob, whether or not you're a fan of AC/DC, if you sit down with Brian Johnson for 5 minutes, you will become a fan of Brian Johnson. He actually raced the 24 Hours of Daytona year before last with another team. It was in the fastest class, although it was an older car and nobody expected much. And I think it was an over 50 team. Elliot Forbes Robinson was driving with him. I think he was 70 or 71 at the time. And Brian, I think, who's a little older than I am, he's in his early 60s. Was racing, and they actually finished the race. They did okay, but I remember watching the race. I was up in the tower at Daytona watching the last pit stop with Brian near the end of the 24 hours, and they basically had to pour him out of the car. I think he had to have some help because it was a very hot day, a very, yeah, very hot and close car. But by God, he got out there and he did it, and did something that none of us, you know, that had to be on the bucket list for a lot of race car drivers. That's actually drive the fastest class of the 24 hours of Daytona and finish respectively. So I have a lot of respect for him, but he is just one of the most delightful guys in the world to sit down with and talk to. But it's amazing how many people in show business like him. Nick Mason from Pink Floyd is a huge vintage racer, a real expert. And then we've got guys on the other side like Leno and Letterman, Jerry Seinfeld. So many people are into cars who are famous for other reasons, and it's nice when people like you and I get a chance to kind of touch into that world just a little bit and talk to some of those folks.
Yeah, absolutely. And Brian is a huge collector. I mean, not Leno type collector, but he's got a great collection of cars and loves to race in vintage events. And I know he does a lot of racing in Europe when he's over there in vintage cars. So this guy can do it all. I mean, from cooking to lead singer of a rock band to racing. Talk about a great resume.
I remember asking Brian what his dream car was when he started making some money in bands over in Europe, and you and I would sit for a long time before we actually guessed what it was that he actually bought, and it turned out it was a Chevrolet Blazer.
Wow.
Over in Europe. He found one, and for whatever reason that was his dream vehicle. I don't think he still has it anymore, but you know, I would have gone down a long list of vehicles before I would have guessed that, you know, for a kid over in England, that's what he wanted more than anything when he started earning some serious money was a Blazer, but that's what he ended up buying.
Oh, that is a great story. And Brian's got a wonderful book about his life in AC/DC and his life in general, and folks can check that out at the usual places. Stephen Cole Smith is with us. You can read Steve all over the place, whether it's Auto Week or Car and Driver, or whether it's the New York Times, Chicago Tribune, veteran automotive journalist, and one of my favorite guys to hang out with and have on the radio with us. Steve, let's talk about a recent invitation that you got, and talk about an elite group, just you and a couple of other journalists got the opportunity to get behind the new SRT Viper at a very exclusive event in a very cool place.
Yeah, there's a research facility in North Carolina right on the Virginia border that has a lot of research aspects to it, but it also has a really nice, almost new 2-mile road course. And the SRT people, including Ralph Scheel and Russ Rudicelli, the chief engineer, invited me up, and she mentioned there was just two other journalists that went. And we had a lot of time on the track in the new Viper, which we haven't had a Viper for a couple of years. This is a brand new vehicle. Just at the first glance, it's not that different, but the more you look at it, the more you realize this is a complete brand new car. The funny thing about it is you look at a Viper and you think about how huge they are. It's actually shorter than a Porsche 911. But it's, you know, they managed to get that big 8.4 liter V10 in the front, 640 horsepower, 600 cubic feet of torque. And what's funny is we had the engine, we had the hood popped up, and I'm looking at it, and the Viper, of course, had just run at Le Mans and is running currently in the American Le Mans series. And with 650 horsepower, the one that they're racing is just over 500.
They have kidding.
To make it legal. So wow. The one you can buy is actually faster than the one that they race the track.
Amazing. More straight ahead with Steve. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. You can find us each and every week at this very same time on this very same great radio station that you're listening to right now. I want to say hello to everybody listening in Iowa on our wonderful affiliate there, Newstalk 1540 KXEL. Hello to all you guys. Hello to everybody listening also on KSIS in Missouri. We're getting a lot of emails out of Missouri, and got an email for Steve here momentarily. Stephen Cole Smith is our special guest, esteemed automotive journalist. And before the break, we're talking about Steve's recent drive in the SRT Viper. And what did you come back from the event with impression-wise with the Viper on the track? Is it the real deal? I know they've got a special track attack version of this vehicle that they're selling in limited quantities to really maximize performance. Was it the track attack version that you were driving, or just the regular Viper?
Well, it was the base Viper, but it had the track pack on it, which is a $3,500 option with bigger tire, well, softer tires and wheels, better brakes, a few other aspects. But let's face it, when you've got 640 horsepower and a six-speed manual transmission, everything is pretty well track ready when it comes to the Viper. The base car really is the one I prefer. It starts at about $97,000. You got a $2,000 gas guzzler tax, and by the time you get through with what the options of this particular car had, it was about $106,000, and that, to me, is a heck of a buy, given the fact that you're talking about a car that can run with cars that are Ferraris and Lamborghinis and other vehicles like that. A lot of people prefer, though, the GTS package, which is a little more civilized. It's about $120,000 to start, and I actually prefer the base car because you and I can remember the original Vipers, mm-hmm. the fact that they came with nothing. They had, I think, pretty much an AM radio and a heater, no cruise control, no air conditioning, nothing. But even the base car now is very, very well equipped. Seat belt seats, I'm very, very comfortable in that. I was very comfortable in that car. I could drive it a very long way, and even though the suspension is pretty rough, it didn't bother me that much. For some reason, I've loved Vipers ever since the day that they first started building them, and I really wish that I could afford one, but they seem to have dropped in price down to about $26,000 used, and from talking to the guys at Chrysler, they think that's the bottom, that they're going to start going up. And so I don't guess I'll ever be able to afford one. But, man, it's fun to be able to drive these cars when we get a chance, because it is a monster. And as you know, once in a while you'll drive an exotic on the highway, and it's a Ferrari or a Lamborghini. And there's some people that maybe are a little put off by the fact that, you know, truck drivers and such may not really appreciate the Ferrari, but man, they love, you'll get a lot of thumbs up and a lot of honks when you drive a Piper Cup road, because it's a car pretty much everybody, I guess, except for members of the Sierra Club, love.
Oh, that's great. Got an email question here. This one comes from Peter in Missouri, and his question for Steve is about electric and hybrid power being integrated into racing. Does Steve see that in the not-too-distant future? Steve, I believe that's already here.
Man, that's a great question, Peter. And having just come back from Pikes Peak, the hill climb, we really saw it there. The idea that the fastest motorcycle, not the fastest electric motorcycle, but the fastest motorcycle at Pikes Peak was an electric bike, faster than the Ducatis, faster than the Suzukis, the Hondas, everything, that a pure electric bike made it up the mountain faster than any other motorcycle, I think is a real benchmark in electric vehicles. The guy that set the record 2 years ago, Monster Tsushima, the first guy ever under 10 minutes up Pikes Peak, actually beat his record from that year, this year, with a fully electric car. So, you know, we've seen it at Le Mans. We've seen it in the American Le Mans series, some with the Audis and the Peugeots and some of the others. But pure electric is definitely coming to racing, I think. And I think we've never seen it the way we saw it at Pikes Peak, where I don't remember an electric vehicle just flat out beating a gas-powered vehicle, all things equal. And that's what we saw with the motorcycles there. We almost saw it with the cars. So that's definitely something coming. And Bob, by the way, before I get away, don't let me forget to tell you an Irv Gordon story. I know when you and I get on the radio, time passes so fast. But, your future guest, Irv Gordon, the Volvo guy, I've got to tell you an Irv Gordon story before I get away.
Yeah, why don't we talk about Irv right now? Because I just love this guy. He's remarkable. He's 73 years old, a retired science teacher from Long Island. And talk about a guy that loves cars, loves travel, and loves food.
I got two things to tell you about Irv Gordon. Years ago, when I was automotive editor for the Orlando Sentinel, I just mentioned Irv in a story where Volvo had issued a press release on how Irv has kept his Volvo running. You know, all the things about the oil changes, fluids, that sort of thing. I just happened to mention it in a column. A couple of weeks later, I get a call, and I pick up the phone. This is Steve. Hi, Steve. This is Irv Gordon. And I go, oh, this is nice. Irv has read this story, and he's called me to say thanks for using his name in the story. Irv says, I'm just up the road. You got time for lunch? And I go, what? Yeah. Well, I basically just drive. That's all I do. And I saw your story, and I thought, I'd like to meet that guy. So I just drove down from New York to see you here in Orlando, Florida. So Irv and I go to lunch, and I do a much longer story based on this, and I actually got to ride the little Volvo. I love that car. But Irv happened to mention that he visits a lot of Waffle Houses. You know, they're open 24 hours. They're
sure.
All the same. They're all over the country. And I happen to mention how much he enjoys them. Well, the Waffle House people read the story and not only put Irv in the annual Waffle House calendar, they made him an official Waffle House ambassador where he gets free food and free coffee. And I'm going, wait a minute, I wrote the story. What do I get? That's it. I'll tell you one more quick Irv Gordon story.
Sure.
This is something that you got to... you know, I asked him, basically his story is that he loves cars, had this beautiful Volvo, loves driving, but very sadly his wife died, and he was just looking for something to do, and he would just get out and roam. And next thing you know, he's building up so many miles in this Volvo that it's by far the most mileage car, highest mileage car in the world. I don't even know what's in second place. Not even close. But anyway, I asked her, you know, the most exciting things that have happened in all these files. And I'll tell you what it is and let him finish the story. He was on the Pennsylvania Turnpike in the middle of the night, stopped at a rest stop to just get a few hours sleep in the middle of the night, wakes up and his car's moving. An 18-wheeler has backed into his Volvo, hooked it under the front bumper, and is gone. He's taken off.
Oh,
and Irv
no.
has no way to tell the guy that he's being drugged. down the Pennsylvania Turnpike behind his truck. Ask Irv to finish that story. He can finish it a lot better than I can, but he's one of my absolute favorite people, and be sure to tell him that, that Steve from Orlando sends his regards. And you can learn a lot about how to take care of a car. And interestingly, he's not a fan of synthetic oil. You would think he might be, but he said dinosaurs died so we can drive. The least thing I can do is respect them by using mineral oil, which I always thought was interesting.
And I know he loves diners. You tell him about a diner halfway across the country, and he's off there for lunch, you know?
Absolutely. That guy is eating probably some of the best and worst places in America, I have a feeling.
And he's in a TV ad. I saw it for the first time last night.
Yeah.
Volvo, of course, very proud of the fact that, you know, he has this record, the Guinness Book World Record, and close to 3 million miles. And I think they're planning to have him go over the top in Alaska, one of the only two states that he hasn't visited. I believe the other one is Hawaii, of course. And I know that, that vehicle is in great shape. When we see it in the TV ad, a beautiful red Volvo P1800 and no air conditioning either, Steve, which blows me away.
Yeah, that's true. It's having ridden in it, it looks just as good on the inside as it does on the outside. Irv has taken wonderful care of his car. And the 1800, if people don't remember, just think of a little Volvo sports car, and it's probably the best looking Volvo ever made. As far as I'm concerned, it still holds up well in terms of aesthetics, and Irv has proved that that car can hold up very well if you take care of it too. Great guy, great car, great story, I think.
Absolutely. Well, Steve, as usual, it's a pleasure to share the microphone with you. What's next on your travels, racing-wise? Are you off to cover any events?
Yeah, I'm gonna hit the Brickyard 400 IndyCar at Indianapolis Motor Speedway with NASCAR. That's weekend after next. But even before that, on a Wednesday night, Eldora Speedway, the half-mile dirt track that Tony Stewart owns, NASCAR Craftsman Trucks are Camping World Trucks are going to be in it for the first time, I think, in what, 43 years that NASCAR has run on dirt. It should be fascinating. And the thing is sold out 4 months ago.
Wow. So what a great storyline.
Yeah, if anybody thinks NASCAR is sagging a little bit, just put them on dirt and watch people buy tickets.
Steve, my friend, thank you so much. We'll do this again soon.
Always a pleasure, Bob. Thank you.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Somewhere on the road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading leading brands and cost less. Go to ally-c.com, spelled ally-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Ally C and Ally Van from Affinity Health Products at ally-c.com.